Book of Galatians. Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Yahshua Messiah and Eloah the Father, the one raising him from the dead, and all the brothers with me, to the assemblies of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from Yahweh the Father and our Master Yahshua Messiah, who gave himself for our sins, so that he might deliver us out of the present evil age, according to the will of our Elohim and Father. To whom be the glory for ever and ever, Amen. I am surprised at how soon you have turned to another good news, away from Messiah who has called you to grace. A good news which does not even exist, howbeit, there are men who have stirred you up and want to pervert the good news of Messiah. But even if we, or in cherub out of heaven, should preach a good news to you beside the good news we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, and now I say again, if anyone preaches a good news beside what you received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or Elohim? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I would not be a slave of Messiah. And, brothers, I make known to you the good news preached by me, that it is not from man. For I did not receive it from man, nor was I taught it, but by a revelation of Yahshua Messiah. For you heard my way of life when I was in Judaism, how I followed and persecuted the congregation of Yahweh and greatly devastated it. And how greatly advanced I was in Judaism, superior to most of my countrymen, who were also my kin. And, in particular, how zealous I was with respect to the teaching of my fathers. But when Elohim was pleased, he having separated me from my mother's belly, and having called me through his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the nations, immediately I did not tell it to any human being. Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to the apostles before me, but I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and remained with him 15 days. But I saw no other of the apostles except Jacob, the brother of our Master. And what I write to you, behold, before Yahweh I do not lie. Then I went into the regions of Syria and of Cilicia, but I was not known by face to the congregations of Judea in Messiah. But they had only heard this, that he who previously persecuted them is now preaching the faith he used to try to cast down before. And they turned their praise to Elohim because of me. Chapter 2. Then through 14 years, I again went up to Jerusalem with Barnabas, also taking Titus with me. I went up because I was in a revelation, and I made known to them the good news that I preached among the nations. I then explained to those who were considered to be something great among themselves, lest I labored in vain, or should labor. But not even Titus, the one with me, a Syrian, was compelled to be circumcised. But it was because of those false brothers who were brought in unbeknown to us, who stole in to spy on our freedom which we have in Messiah Yahshua, they desiring to enslave us. To whom not even for an hour did we yield in subjection, that the truth of the good news might continue with you. But from those seeming to be something great, of what kind they were then does not matter to me, Elohim does not accept the face of man, for not even those men were able to contribute to my knowledge. But on the contrary, seeing that I have been entrusted with the good news to the uncircumcision, even as Peter to the circumcision. For he who encouraged Peter being sent to those who are circumcised, also encouraged me to be sent out to the Gentiles. And knowing the grace given to me, Jacob and Cephas and John, those seeming to be pillars, gave right hands of fellowship to Barnabas and to me, that we go to the nations, but they to the circumcision. Only that we might remember the poor, which same thing I was eager to do. But when Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he was to be blamed. For before some came from Jacob, he ate with the Gentiles. But when they came, he drew back and separated himself, being afraid of those of the circumcision. And all the others who were from Judah submitted with him on this issue, so that even Barnabas was led into their hypocrisy. But behold, when those who did not follow righteously the truth of the good news, I said to Peter, in front of all their eyes, if you Judeans, live as Arameans and not as Judeans, why do you urge the Gentiles who have joined themselves to Judah to live as Judeans? For if we have a Jewish nature ourselves, and not sinners of the nations, knowing that a man is not justified by works of law, but that it is through faith in Yahshua Messiah, we also believed into Messiah Yahshua, that we may be justified by faith in Messiah and not by works of law, because all flesh will not be justified by works of law. But if seeking to be justified in Messiah, we ourselves also were found to be sinners, is Messiah then a minister of sin? Elohim forbid! For what if I build again these things which I destroyed, I prove myself that I have passed by the commandment. For by the Torah I am dead, that I might live to Elohim. I have been crucified with Messiah, and I live, yet no longer I, but Messiah lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith toward the Son of Yahweh, the one loving me and giving his life on my behalf. I do not set aside the grace of Elohim, for if righteousness came through the Levitical law, then Messiah died without cause. Chapter 3. O you lacking exile Galatians, who bewitched you not to obey the truth, to whom before your eyes Yahshua Messiah was portrayed before among you crucified? This only I desire to learn from you, did you receive the Spirit by works of law or by hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, do you now want to complete yourself in the flesh? All of these vanities you endured. Oh, that it might not be for no purpose. Then he supplying the Spirit to you and working works of power in you, is it by works of law or by obedience of faith? Even as Abraham believed Elohim, and it was counted to him for righteousness. You must therefore know that those who trust in faith are the children of Abraham. Because Elohim knew in advance that the nations would be declared righteous through faith, he first preached to Abraham, as it is said in the Holy Scripture, "In you shall all the nations be blessed." So that the believers are blessed by Abraham the faithful one. For those who rely on the works of the law are still under the curse, for as it is written, "Cursed is everyone who does not practice everything which is written in the book of the Torah." And that no one is justified by the Torah before Yahweh is evident because, "The righteous shall live by faith." But the Torah is not made by faith, but, "The man doing these things shall live in them." Messiah redeemed us from the curse of the Torah, having become a curse for us, for it has been written, "Cursed is everyone having been hung on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the nations through Messiah Yahshua, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." My brothers, I speak as a man. Even though it be a man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no man can reject it or change anything in it. Now the promises which were made to Abraham and to his seed as a covenant. He did not say, "To your descendants, as many," but, "To your descendants, as one, that is Messiah." And this I say, that the covenant which was previously confirmed by Elohim in Messiah cannot be rejected and the promise nullified by the law that came 430 years later. For if the inheritance is through the law, then it would not be as the fulfillment of promise, but Elohim gave it to Abraham by promise. Why then the law? It was placed beside the Torah for the sake of transgressions, until the seed should come, to whom it had been promised, being given by promise in a mediator's hand. Now a mediator does not represent one alone, but Elohim is one. Then is the law against the promises of Yahweh? Elohim forbid! For if a law had been given which had been able to make alive, indeed righteousness would have been out of law. But the Scripture locked up all under sin, that the promise by faith of Yahshua Messiah might be given to the ones believing. But before the coming of faith, we were protected under law, having been locked up to the faith being about to be revealed. So that the law has become a trainer of us until Messiah, that we might be justified by faith. But since faith has come, we are no longer under trainers, for you are all sons of Yahweh through faith in Messiah Yahshua. For as many as were baptized into Messiah, you put on Messiah. There cannot be Jew nor Aramean, there is no slave nor freeman, there is no male and female, for you are all one, united in Messiah Yahshua. And if you are of Messiah, then you are seeds of Abraham, even heirs according to the promise. Chapter 4. But I say, over a long period of time the heir is a child, and does not differ from a slave, even though he is master of all of them. However, he is under guardians and stewards of the house, until the time which his father has set. So we also, when we were young, we were under the elements of the world, being enslaved. But when the fullness of the time came, Elohim sent forth his Son, having come into being out of a woman, being subject to the Torah. That he might redeem the ones under the Torah, that we might receive the adoption of sons. and because you are sons, Elohim sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, our Father. So that you no more are a slave, but a son, and if a son, also an heir of Yahweh through Messiah. But then, indeed, not knowing Elohim, you served as slaves to the ones by nature not being Elohim. But now, knowing Elohim, but rather being known by Elohim, how do you turn again to the weak and poor principles to which you desire again to come under their bondage? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you, lest somehow I have labored among you in vain. Brothers, I beg of you, be as I am, because I am as you are. You have not offended me in anything. But you know the weakness of my flesh, as I preached the good news to you previously. And you did not despise my trial in my flesh, but you received me like a messenger of Elohim, even as you would Messiah Yahshua. Therefore, where are your blessings? For I testify concerning you, that if you were able, you would have plucked out your eyes and given them to me. Have I become an enemy to you because I proclaim to you the truth? They do not envy you for the good, but instead they would wish to confine you, that you might have envy for them. But it is good to be zealous always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My children, whom I travail for until Messiah should be fully formed in you, even now, I wish I could be with you and change my tone of voice, because I have deep concern regarding you. I say to you, those that desire to let themselves be under the Torah, do you not hear the Torah? For it has been written, Abraham had two sons, one out of the slave woman and one out of the free woman. But, indeed, he of the slave woman has been born according to flesh, and he, out of the free woman through the promise. Therefore, these things were symbolic of two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, giving birth to bondage, which is Hagar. For Hagar is the Mount Sinai, which is in Arabia, and it surrenders to this Jerusalem, which is now in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem which is above is free, who is the mother of us all. For it has been written, Be glad, barren one not bearing, break forth and shout, the one not travailing, for the sons of those who are forsaken, greatly outnumber the favored one. But, brothers, we are children of promise according to Isaac. But then, even as he, born according to flesh, persecuted the one according to spirit, so it is also now. But what says the Scripture? Cast out the slave woman and her son, for in no way shall the son of the slave woman inherit with the son of the free woman. Then, brothers, we are not sons of a slave woman but of the free woman. Chapter 5. Then stand firm in the liberty with which Messiah made us free and do not be harnessed again with a yoke of slavery. Behold, I, Paul, say to you that if you are circumcised, Messiah will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man being circumcised, that he is under obligation to fulfill the whole Torah. Those of you who are seeking justification in the Torah, you have been severed from Messiah, you have fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness, which is of faith. For in Messiah Yahshua, circumcision and uncircumcision are nothing, but faith is perfected through love. You were progressing beautifully. Who confused you to not obey the truth? Your persuasiveness is not from him who called you. A little leaven leavens all the lump. I trust as to you and our Master that you will not consider other beliefs, but that the one troubling you shall bear the judgment, whoever he may be. But I, brothers, if I preached circumcision, why am I still persecuted? Why? Has the torture stake ceased to be a stumbling block? Oh, that the ones causing you to doubt would cut off themselves. For, brothers, you were called to liberty. Only do not use this liberty for an opening to the flesh. But through love serve one another. For the whole Torah is fulfilled in one word, in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, if you walk in the Spirit, the lust of the flesh will not overtake you. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are opposed to one another, so you are not able to do as you desire. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the Torah. Now the works of the flesh are clearly revealed, which are, adultery, impurity, uncleanness, lustfulness, idolatry, witchcraft, enmity, fighting, jealousies, anger, rivalries, stubbornness, divisions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and things like these. Of which I tell you beforehand, as I also said before, that the ones practicing such things will not inherit the kingdom of Elohim. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Against such things there is no instruction. But the ones belonging to Messiah crucified the flesh with its passions and lusts. Let us therefore live by the Spirit, and surrender to the Spirit. Let us not be of vain glory, that ridicules one another, and envies one another. Chapter 6. Brothers, if any man among you goes before you in error, you who are in the Spirit restore him by the Spirit of gentleness and beware, lest temptation also comes upon you. And you carry the excess load of one another, and thus complete yourself in the instruction of Messiah. For if anyone thinks to be something, he deceives himself, being nothing. But let each one examine his own work, and then let him glory to himself and not among others. For each one will bear his own normal daily load. But let the one being taught in the Word, share with the one teaching, in all good things. Do not be deceived, Elohim is not mocked. For whatever a man may sow, that he also will reap. For the one sowing to his flesh will reap corruption of the flesh. But the one sowing to the Spirit will reap everlasting life from the Spirit. And let us not be weary now that we are working for good, for in the season of reaping we will not faint. So then, as we have opportunity, let us work good toward all men, especially toward the sons of the household of faith. See in what large letters I write to you with my hand. As many as desire to look well in the flesh, these compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the torture stake of Messiah. For they themselves having been circumcised do not even keep the Torah, but they desire you to be circumcised so that they may boast in your flesh. But may it never be for me to boast, except in the torture stake of our Master Yahshua Messiah, through whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For in Messiah Yahshua neither circumcision has any strength nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as many as shall follow this path, peace and mercy be on them and on the Israel of Elohim. From henceforth, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Master Yahshua. The grace of our Master Yahshua Messiah be with your spirit, my brethren. Amen.